This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and we're glad to have Barry Birdwell back in the studio. He is a coach with the Team in Training Group, which is a fundraising arm of the Leukemia Lymphoma Society. Barry, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Terry. It's great to be here as always.
Okay, so what are we preparing for this time?
Well, here it is. It's Disney season again. We're getting ready to do the Walt Disney World Marathon. I'm putting a team together that will do the half marathon or the full marathon at Walt Disney World, which is going to be in early part of January. And this year also, we're going to coach a half marathon team that's going to do the Walt Disney World Wine and Dine Half Marathon, which is going to be ran at night starting at 10 o'clock and ends at the Wine and Dine Festival at Epcot. And I think that's like the middle of November.
Oh, wow. That sounds really cool. That
would
be a
really
lot of fun. So how long does it take you to run a half marathon, roughly?
Well, I usually gauge mine by a calendar because sometimes it takes me more than one day. No, seriously. We'll take anybody from the beginning to the finish line. All abilities are able to do a marathon. You just have to do the right training regime, start slow, build up the endurance little by little, and you'll be able to make it all the way to the finish line.
Okay, so if somebody started training right now, they could run a half marathon by November?
Oh, sure, yeah. I like about between 13 and 14 weeks for a half marathon, and a full marathon, I like somewhere 18 weeks is a little too skinny, but 20 weeks is usually perfect, and we've got plenty of time to do both of those for the Walt Disney World half marathon at the Wine and Dine, which is in November, and the Walt Disney World half or full marathon, which is marathon weekend, which is in January.
And both of them sound like great fun events. And as you have said in the past, if this is something that's been on your bucket list for a long time and you've wanted to run a marathon or half marathon, you are the man to get them
ready. I am. And you can go to a website I have put up, doamarathon.com. That's doamarathon.com, doamarathon.com. And I have a lot of information on there and also how to get a hold of me. We can talk more about it.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about where the proceeds go. Team in Training is a fundraising group.
Well, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society is the world's largest voluntary health organization that's dedicated to curing blood cancers. That's your leukemia, myeloma, lymphoma, Hodgkin's disease, non-Hodgkin's disease. And you raise funds for the mission, which is primarily for research, but we do patient services and also education. And you raise money for the mission, and we'll take you and pay for your entry fees to the marathon, and we also have hotel stays at Walt Disney World as part of the program. You get the best coaching in Brevard County. That's my wife, Michelle, and I, and it's a win-win situation. You help us raise funds for the mission, which you'll also find very rewarding, and also to do the marathon, which is a highly challenging thing. But when you tie it with the mission of raising money for the blood cancer research, it has such a higher purpose, and you'll feel even more rewarded.
And you do it as a team, right? So there's other people that are cheering you on. And
yeah, that's the best thing about our program. We get all different people from different abilities, and we bring them together, and we match you up. You can have a partner to run with. We train on Saturdays, a little bit on Sundays, and we usually meet once during the week also. Michelle and I will put together a detailed plan specifically for you. And like I said, we'll match you up with somebody of your like abilities, and that'll help you get through the day-to-day motivation, if you will, to run a marathon. Sometimes it's easy to just roll over in the mornings when you're training by yourself and just roll over and turn that alarm clock off. But when you've been training with somebody else, you'll know that, Well, Sue's been waiting for me, or I ran with her last week and we really had a good time, and I can't let her down. And it just kind of helps keep that extra bit of motivation. Yeah, we do marathons because it's not easy. It's hard, and it parallels the life of a cancer patient. You know, some days those cancer patients don't want to get up and go to chemotherapy because it's no fun. Well, we try to make the marathoning of it fun, but we do parallel it because there's going to be some days you don't feel like getting up and training. But in order for you to finish the program or get to that finish line, you've got to do your training every day, just like a cancer patient has to take their medicine and get through their treatment every day.
Okay, so you're going to have some informational meetings coming up.
Yeah, we have a couple of things coming up. One thing that's new this year that we're really trying to get some corporate teams together, and you get five people from your church, from your synagogue, or from your business, or if you own a business, get five or more people together, and we'll put up a website just for you where you can each show the funds that you've raised both individually and collectively, and give back to the community. It's also a great way to build some camaraderie within your corporation or within your team within the corporation. You know, it doesn't have to be a fully funded activity by one of these large corporations here in Brevard County, although that would be great. But just get a few of your friends together and Show your boss how you've been able to organize and get a group together and also do such a great thing that's just really good for the community and for especially for our blood cancer patients.
Okay, so how do we find out more?
Doamarathon.com. Just go to doamarathon.com, and I'll have information there about our informational meetings. We're going to have one at August 9th at Matt's Casbah's Wine at 6:30. And I'm also going to put something together special for just our corporate folks. I think we're going to do that August 2nd, and the location is to be determined. But I'll have it posted there on doamarathon.com real soon.
Okay, so everybody that's out there, if you'd like to run a marathon, Barry is your man. Doamarathon.com. Thanks, Barry, for coming in.
Thanks.